Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for coming out on this brisk November day as we formally open the American Family Insurance gate here at Lambeau Field, along with seeing the Lombardi Trophy statue for the first time. We're going to have a couple of speakers here, and then we're going to pose in front of the ribbon and take a few pictures, have our cut, and then we'll invite everyone inside to take a look inside the gate. So to get things started, I'd like to invite Packers President and CEO Mark Murphy to the podium. Mark.
Thank you, Aaron. First, I want to welcome you all. Thank you for coming out today. Today is a very exciting and cold day for the Packers organization and our fans. I do think this is the coldest ribbon cutting we've ever had. Normally, we do these in the summers. I think most of you who follow these things know we've had quite a bit of development around Lambeau Field, the stadium, and the atrium over the last few years. This will be our third gate that we're opening up in 3 years. And we're really the focus of most of the construction and most of the development is on improving the fan experience. We think we have a tremendous fan experience. We have the best stadium in the NFL and want to make sure it continues to stay that way. And the fan experience really is focused on changes to the stadium as well as the atrium renovation. Also, just to my right here, obviously we made a number of improvements to our football facilities in recent years as well. But in terms of the guest experience, the American Family, this American Family Insurance Gate was really a key piece. You'll see we have two separate entrances here, and really both for on game day as well as non-game day, wanted to take advantage and have more people enter the pro shop and the atrium. When we renovated the front of the atrium and completely changed the look of the side as well as the front of the atrium, wanted to make it easier for people. A vast majority on non-game day, a vast majority of our fans park here to the east. And in the past, it was really hard for them to get into the atrium. Now, with the American Family Insurance Gate, they can come in and either go right into the pro shop or take an escalator up to the atrium level. And the gate is really the next step in our enhanced partnership with American Family Insurance. I've been very pleased. They've been great partners since 2005. We have a lot of similarities. We're both Wisconsin companies, have deep roots in our local community and great appreciation of what a special area this part of the country is. We're both dedicated to excellence. This year, I think those of you that came to training camp saw a number of changes that American Family Insurance added, really, I think, enhanced our bicycle tradition with the Dream Drive, also the Dream Zone, and really helped a fan experience, especially for young kids, those without bikes who couldn't afford them or handicapped had a chance to have bikes and connect with our players. Now we have a new gate with a 50-foot replica of the Lombardi Trophy, as you can see behind me. But before I get into talking a little bit about the trophy, I do want to give special thanks to a number of different people. First, from the Hammes Company, who've been just key for us in all of the work we've done around Lambeau Field. Bob Dunn, who came up with the concept of the Lambeau Trophy. I think it goes all the way back to the early 2000s, 2003. Thought it would really be a great addition to Lambeau Field. Stu Zadra from Hammes has just been great to work with, as well as Chuck Bernhagen and Jay Carey. From the Myron Corporation, Rich, that's right. You're not used to the cold, huh? from the Myron Corporation, and again, you know, Myron has just been a great partner with us. We've worked on a number of different phases of the project here, and this was a challenging one, I think, for everybody, but I hope you all really appreciate and really, and I hope our fans will enjoy and have a lot of years of great experiences with this trophy. Royce Alsbach from Myron really headed up the effort. John Murphy, Jared Olk, and also Pete Klosterman, who was instrumental in particularly in the chroming aspect. We've talked about this before, but I do want to give recognition to our architects, Elkis Manfredi, particularly David Manfredi. He is really just has a great eye, and the respect that I have for the vision that these architects, that they can see things that people like me can't. But he has just done a great job. And he was the one who really did a couple things. He said, you know, on the east side, when you look at the size of the building here, you really need something that's a beacon and that will attract people. And his concept was that the trophy had to be big enough to fit into that area and really attract people. And also, as you go in, you'll see he designed it in a way where you have views of the trophy from within the atrium, on the atrium floor. You'll have views from our new restaurant. And something I think is kind of ironic will also be very interesting. There will be views of the trophy from Vince Lombardi's office in the replica of his office in our new Hall of Fame. In terms of the process of putting the trophy together, it was a very, very, very delicate and complicated process. Started down in Florida, Clearwater, Florida, a company by the name of Foam by Design built the different pieces. There are actually seven major pieces of the trophy, the four of the ball and then three big pieces of the base. And they really did an outstanding job for us. We shipped it up by truckload from Clearwater up to Neenah. And it was very, as I mentioned before, it's a complicated process. This is the largest structure that has ever been chromed before. So it's something that really took a lot of people working together to become a reality. And it really is a piece of art. I think when you go in and you see it, you'll have a great appreciation for that. I also do want to give special thanks to Insane Painting out of Marinette, Wisconsin, and in particular, Dan Gokey. Dan is here today. Where is Dan? Maybe he's staying out. Oh, there, Dan, raise your hand. This man is a rock star, ladies and gentlemen, Dan Gokey. So they chromed it down in Neenah. There was a warehouse there, and Dan put together a team of some of the finest chromers from across the country. Would you have 12 people at once working on it, or maybe more than that? All right, and it was an amazing process. I went down there and saw them in action, and you'll see the end result of the great work they did in a minute. Lastly, I want to thank a number of people internally. First, from our core group, in terms of our employees, they just have been very supportive and done a great job supporting this and kind of guiding us through this process. Ted Eisenreich, Ed Policy, Russ Ball, Paul Baniel, Doug Collins, Craig Benzel, and Gabrielle Dow, and also our executive committee, who's been actively involved and very supportive of this project, led by Larry Wires. So why a 50-foot replica of the Lombardi Trophy? As I mentioned before, we really felt we needed a beacon. We wanted to draw people into the atrium from this east side, and with the size of the building, really had to be a large enough structure to attract people. We think it will be a great photo opportunity, just like the statues out in front of the atrium, Vince and Curly, as well as the Lambeau Leap statue. But more importantly, in terms of our reasoning, the Lombardi Trophy is a great source of pride for the Packers organization and our fans. It's named after, obviously, our most most iconic and most revered coach. And I don't really think there's a coach in the history of the NFL that has had a bigger impact on the league or society in general than Vince Lombardi. So obviously the trophy and this gate is a tribute to him, and the entire gate is in tribute to him. As you go in, you'll see photos of Vince Lombardi along with quotes of his throughout the years about leadership and management. And obviously we have the Lombardi time and some all his famous quotes that I think we've really done a nice job along with American Family Insurance of highlighting what was really special and unique about Coach Lombardi. Also, the Super Bowl started here. You know, the Packers won the first two Super Bowls And it's really, you know, back when the NFL wasn't as big as it is now, but it is what it is now because of players and organizations like the Packers who started it. And finally, the trophy itself is the ultimate symbol of excellence. Every team in the league, their goal is to win it. And as Mike Holmgren said after the Packers won the Super Bowl in the 1990s, every team wants to win the Super Bowl, and it's important to every team, but it means more to us because of the Packers' history. Lastly, I want to give special thanks to American Family Insurance. As I mentioned before, they've been just great partners, have worked through us in a number of different ways and have been very supportive of this process with the gate. I'd like to turn it over now to invite comments from Jim Boeheim, who's the Vice President of Communications with American Family Insurance. Jim?
Well, thank you very much. It is really great to be here for the formal opening of the American Family Insurance Gate and the official unveiling of this incredible Lombardi Trophy statue. It's also great to be here with several colleagues, including Anna Pope and Shannon Laurie from American Family. There's no question that American Family is proud to be the official insurance company of the Green Bay Packers. We can't say that enough. But it does beg the question a little bit. Why does a top 10 insurance company want to partner with a professional football team, even when that team is the most celebrated franchise in the NFL? Well, for American Family, the answer is found in our mission. We want to inspire, protect, and restore dreams. Dreams are what drive us, and you'll see that inside. We encourage those who dare to dream, whether those dreams are Super Bowl-sized or smaller. So to be associated with the Packers organization, the worldwide community of Packer fans, and Lambeau Field, a storied place where so many dreams have been imagined and fulfilled, well, that's incredibly rewarding for everyone associated with American Family. We want our partnership with the Packers to remind everyone about what we have in common, and that's believing in dreams. We hope visitors make that connection every time they walk through this gate. But we also know that that's not enough. Anyone with a dream needs to have a plan, commit to it, and find their way past obstacles. And the same is true every time the Packers take the field. The last Sunday night's game didn't appear to have too many obstacles for the Packers. But we know that dreams don't just come true. Dreams are made true through preparation and through hard work. And we were here at the training camp and the Dream Drive tradition. And we look forward to being here in February when Coach McCarthy and his team fulfill this year's dream and those of every Packer fan by bringing home the actual version of the trophy you see amazingly replicated behind us. So on behalf of the agents and employees of American Family, the official insurance company of the Green Bay Packers, thank you and long live dreams.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thank you, Mark. And at this point, we'll invite our participants here over to the ribbon, where we will take some pictures. And again, joining us alongside Jim are Shannon Laurie and Anna Pope. And alongside Mark Murphy is Tammy Schrader and Bill Hawker. And before you cut, let's get a few pictures, look at the cameras out in front. Maybe one more here, just another moment. All right, and we'll do 3, 2, 1, cut. All right.